This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Illinois.
At Farm Credit Illinois, our success is your success. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit Illinois knows what farmers need and want from a financial partner. We provide farm families, rural landowners, and agribusinesses with a dependable and competitive source of financial capital and risk management services. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, our focus is on serving you, the farmer. As the recognized leader in competitively priced farm loans and insurance products, farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for generations. So let us show you how our deep roots, long history, and wide network can benefit your farming operation. Find us online at farmcreditil.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to our member owners for nearly 100 years.
Relax on the road this fall with the peace of mind you get from Michelin Tires, because through September 21st, you can get $70 via MasterCard reward card after submission when you buy any set of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires, including the new Michelin Premier all-season tire. Visit your local tire experts at Taylor Tire and Auto on the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires September 21st, 2014. Void where prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to a license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 339, up 7.25. December corn, 338.5, down 2.5. March corn, 351, down 2.5. September soybeans, 1091, up 29.5. November soybeans, 985.25, up 3.75. January soybeans, 992.5, up 4.25. September wheat, 498.25, down 4.75. December wheat, 502.5, down 7. March wheat, 520, down 6.25. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon. The USDA report kept pressure on corn and wheat, while technical trading pushed soybeans to the positive. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 2 cents lower at 313 to 339. Wheat bids were mostly 3 to 4 cents stronger at 974 to 1166. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 5 cents lower at 311 to 336. Soybean bids were mostly 3 to 4 higher at 953 to 1185. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed at 305 to 345. Soybean bids were up 3 to 4 cents at 960 to 1099, and the wheat bids 5 to 8 cents lower at 373 to 437. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 4 to 79 cents higher on Friday, ranging from 11.35 to 12.35. Basis ended steady to 75 cents stronger, ranging from 150 to 250 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 5.58.50 to 6.06.50. That was steady to $5.30 per ton lower, with basis steady to $5 lower, ranging from 2.20 to 268 over October. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were mixed at 329 to 358. Basis also ended mixed on Friday at 10 under to 19 over December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mostly steady to as much as 25 cents lower at 318 to 331. Basis mixed ranged from 8 to 20 under December. Soybeans ended up 4 to 79 cents at 10.10 to 11.35, with basis steady to 75 cents stronger at 25 to 150 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 2 to 4 cents lower at 3.39 to 3.44. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 3 to 4 cents, with quotations at 10.30 to 10.86. Soft red winter wheat down 7 to 12 at 407 to 423, and the Milo ended 3 to 7 cents lower at 318 to 324. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country Elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 285 up to 309. New crop soybean bids at 945 to 961. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3 up to 311. New crop soybean bids were at 952 to 977. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 301 up to 318. With the new crop soybean bids ranging from 950 up to 974. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 156.27, down $1.10. December live cattle, 159.25, down 45 cents. February live cattle, 159.57, down 12 cents. September feeder cattle, 229.47, up $1.42. October feeder cattle, 225.92, up 35 cents. November feeder cattle, 223.92, no change. October lean hogs, 105.70, down 67 cents. December lean hogs, 96.30, down 80 cents. February lean hogs, 93.55, up 5 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 12th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 77 cents higher in a range of 90 to 104.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $100.79. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading mostly steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 52 to 58, 4 to 5 weights 56 to 59, 5 to 6 weights 58 to 60, and 6 weights and up 59 to 62. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading unevenly steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $65 to $70. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 14,721 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 489 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 153 to 162.50. Select and choice 150 to 155. Choice Holstein steers were 145 to 151.50, and select and choice Holstein steers 139.50 to 144.50. Choice slaughter heifers 156 to 161.25, with select and choice at 149 to 154. Now on to the Carthage Livestock Auction. They had a special feeder cattle sale, showed receipts of 1,010 head. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, four weights were 269 to 273. Five weights were 249 to 262.50. Six weights were 239 to 266.25. On to feeder Holstein steers. Seven weights were 229, and feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights were 240 to 250, with some fancy bringing 260.50. Five weights were 232 to 248, and six weights 229 to 239. Now on to the Schuyler County auction, or Schuyler Livestock Auction in Rushville. They had receipts of 472 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 155 to 163. Select steers were 145 to 153. Select Holstein steers 135 to 135.75. Choice slaughter heifers 155 to 161.10. Select heifers 145 to 155. Now onto the slaughter cows. They had some premiums. Average dressing 125. High dressing 134 to 144. Breakers are 120 to 125 with a high dressing 125.50 to 136.50. Boners were 116 to 120 and leans were 101 to 107. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 155 to 162 and on a dress basis 248 to 250. Heifers on a live basis traded at 158 to 162 and on a dress basis 248 to 250. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 259 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 106.57. That was 96 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $249.93. That was $1.61 lower. With select carcasses at $234.54, that was $1.81 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 113,000. That compared to 116,000 last week and 105,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 402. That compared to 410,000 last week and 423,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. It's coming up on 6:21 on this Monday morning from WSMI FM 106. Color radar showing scattered light showers around mid-Illinois. At this time, pretty much north of Route 104, movement is undetermined at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Stein Seed Regional Sales Agronomist Gary Niemeyer.
At Stein, we are continually inspired to provide growers with the industry's highest yielding seed. That's why every decision we make is driven by performance. Hi, I'm Myron Stein, and our performance success continues with Stein HB Corn, geared for higher population, higher performance, and higher yields. Stein HB Corn gives you a whole new edge.
For maximum performance this season, choose Stein HP Corn. Visit steinseed.com/HP or contact your local Stein Seed dealer today.
Taking off a large crop this fall? Use your yield monitor to put back just the nutrients you used. Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with the latest innovations of precision farming technology, and with their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today to find out why they're your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
For today, cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms, 70% likely. The high today about 70 degrees with light southwest winds. For tonight, cloudy skies, a slight chance of showers, low temperatures in the low 50s. And for tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny skies, highs in the upper 60s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, clear to partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the upper 50s, highs about 80. Right now, southeast winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Cloudy skies on this Monday morning. Right now, 55 degrees. Coming up next, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, by CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections, and by the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch next.
This is Phelpsy with CHS Shipman, and here's what's really going on in the country. As a farmer myself, I understand how difficult it can be sometimes to get someone to come in and work on your auto steer or make your yield monitor work or get it calibrated correctly. And one of the biggest struggles we see on our own farm is, oh man, that computer's just not quite right. I'm telling you, we have the people at CHS Shipman that are experts in this field. Scott Paul is a walking textbook on planters and combines. We have these people, and he's one of our lead tech guys. supplies. So if you can't get your planter to work or your monitor to work or you're having trouble with your combine, give us a call. Yeah, we sell fertilizer. We sell fuel. We have people in the grain business. But we are absolute experts in our field when it comes to ag technology in the tractor. We are an Ag Leader Blue Delta dealership, and nobody does it better than us. We're proud of our people. We're proud of our stuff, and we have the right stuff to help you get moving this fall. This is Phelpsy with CHS Shipman, and that's what's really going on in the country.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. Ram Truck Event with the Ram Back-to-Back Truck of the Year has up to 72 months to qualified buyers, and we have a great selection. Also, the Great American Driveaway events taking place with Dodge Avengers 30 miles per gallon have up to $3,000 rebate. And the Town & Country has 0% for 72 months. All these right here at Bishop Motors, where your word and a handshake makes the best deals.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades, and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years this September. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC and Illinois' oldest bank, established in 1854, now with 13 locations to better serve you.
The U.S. Geological Survey claims a 20-year study shows levels of pesticides continued to be a concern for aquatic life in many of the nation's rivers and streams in agricultural and urban areas. The study, spanning from 1992 to 2011 by the U.S. Geological Survey, pointed at runoff from farm fields. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, over 500 million pounds of pesticides are used annually in the U.S. to increase crop production and reduce insect-borne disease. But some of these pesticides are occurring at concentrations that pose a concern for aquatic life. USGS Associate Director for Water, William Werkheiser, stated, "The information gained through this important research is critical to the evaluation of the risks associated with the existing levels of pesticides." The study results are published at an intriguing time, with the EPA currently at odds with agriculture groups over their proposed Waters of the U.S. rule. Agriculture groups charged the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers are seeking a large land grab to gain regulatory control over virtually any body of water. The study, Pesticides in U.S. Streams and Rivers, Occurrence and Trends through 1992 to 2011, is a feature article in the Environmental Science and Technology Journal. The article and additional information, including data, reports, and maps on pesticide status, trends, and use, are available online at usgs.gov. It appears one of the reasons the United States Department of Agriculture increased the size of this year's corn crop is because there are more ears per plant than usual. If this is true, it's a very unique fact. Todd Gleason has more.
Last week, USDA projected corn farmers would harvest a record-setting crop, about 4.4 billion bushels strong. It arrived at the number in a new and novel way. This is not to say that USDA changed the way it makes counts. It did not. However, some of the ears the agency didn't think would make corn last month apparently filled out. University of Illinois ag economist Darrell Good thinks these are probably the second ears on the corn plant.
Looked like, based on their graph, they didn't publish a number. Jumped to 400 to 500 ears per acre compared to the August forecast. That's a sizable increase, about a 15% increase in the number of ears per acre. Really haven't seen that happen in the historically. Suggest that in a number of cases that the second ear that was questionable in August now has been determined that it will be a harvestable ear producing significant grain, so that we got more ears per acre. Clearly the number of plants per acre didn't change from August, but so some of these double ears that people have been talking about all year long, looks like more of those will produce significant amount of grain this year.
This significant amount of grain has caused USDA to lower its season's average cash price received by farmers by 40 cents a bushel. The midpoint of the range is now $3.50. Good says farmers must now recognize the burdensome size of their crop. It is big, and that has marketing implications.
First, you have to recognize that there's potential for some further slide in corn prices. If you use 94 and 2004 as kind of analog years, when the production number did get bigger in October in both of those years, we tended to put in a low in the corn market in October, so kind of near the end of harvest rather than at the beginning of harvest. So if the number does get bigger this year, there's probably somewhat more down pressure on corn coming. Then again, using those years of analogs, you would expect some decent rebound in cash prices coming out of harvest over the next 6 months.
The question at hand then is, will the rebound in price be enough to cover the cost of storing the corn crop? It depends to some extent, says Good, on where the crop is stored. He says the current carry in the market does not cover the cost of commercial storage, but that storing the crop on the farm might work nicely. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
CHS is holding a Farm Families Photo Competition starting today, Monday the 15th, and going on for the next 2 weeks. I spoke with Erin Williams of CHS in Shipman for more information.
Yes, beginning on Monday, September 15th, CHS will be hosting the CHS Farm Family Photo of the Year contest. And what that is, it's where you can nominate an upstanding family in the community, or you can nominate yourself by submitting a photo to the Fighting Illini Athletic Facebook page. There's a CHS link there, and you can click and submit a photo, and that's also where you can vote. And it's a popular vote contest, and so the popular vote will win a trip to an Illini football game, and you're going to get first-class treatment featured on the jumbo screen and receive a gift package, and you're going to go down on the field and things like that.
Are there any certain qualifications that you have to consider when taking this picture? Any specifications that you have to meet?
No qualifications, and we would like for it to be a family farm, so my advice would be get the family all dressed up and go out to the field or to the tractor or to the barn and have your picture taken and submit it.
And we are approaching harvest season, so this is just a perfect time of year to get a good photo like that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Everything is turning brown and football season has started, so yeah, perfect time of year.
And just one more time, once they take the photos, where do they submit them?
They submit them to the Fighting Illini Athletic Facebook page. That's facebook.com/IlliniAthletics. And that's also where they can vote. If anyone has any questions, you can feel free to contact me at CHS Shipman here at the elevator. My cell phone number is 618-303-4657.
Again, that was Erin Williams with CHS Shipman. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.